Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, a lot of you guys are doing the dance. You guys are like, yay, you know, we've quit smoking. We're not smoking like we used to. Yee-haw. We don't have to worry about, you know, cancer, and we're doing good. Let's move on. No, we're not going to move on. We still have millions of you guys smoking. And we have a report now saying cigarettes are linked to half of the deaths of 12 common cancers. So if you get cancer, yeah, you die from it, right? Half of the time it's because you smoke. We're talking about lung cancer, which is the most common cancer out there. Cancer of the bronchus, which is one of the main conduits in the lung. Your trachea, your larynx, your voice box. About half of the fatalities from tumors of your mouth, tumors from your esophagus, tumors of your bladder. According to Rebecca Siegel, research with the American Cancer Society Atlanta, says the bottom line is that while we made a lot of progress against the tobacco epidemic in the U.S., thanks to radio shows like Dr. Dahlia, she says, she didn't say that, there is still much work to do. Siegel and colleagues estimated that there are 345,962 cancer deaths in 2011, where 167,805 were associated with smoking. So that's about half. So, we're doing good, but we still got a lot of work to do. They say to estimate the proportion of cancer deaths attributable to smoking, what they did is they used a formula to calculate the fraction of cases of specific cancer types that would not have occurred if there was no smoking. Then they did person-to-person interviews, see who lied, brought the wife or hubby in there so nobody would lie. And what about bile duct cancer, liver cancer, kidney cancer, stomach cancer? They say smoking caused 17% of kidney cancer deaths, 20% of stomach cancer deaths, 22% of cervical cancer deaths, and 24% of liver and bile duct cancer deaths. Now, of course, you know, there were interviews done. And whenever you do a research study that includes, you know, interviews, you're like, well, are they giving us all the, you know, information? But here's the thing. I mean, I see what you guys do. You guys are smoking cigars still. You're smoking hookahs. Apparently, hookah has really gotten big. People are hookahing all over the place now. So I think, and a lot of you guys are still doing chew. I know that because when you guys leave my office room, there's a cup of your spit. I'm like, come on, really? Take your chew cup with you. Oh, sorry, doc. That really makes me sick. Trust me, I can deal with any of your bodily fluids, any rectal abscess, any pus, any thrombose, hemorrhoid, but if I have to see your chew cup, I get sick. Anyway, researchers followed more than 3,000 smokers for 1 year after lung cancer screenings to see if the amount of cessation support they received helped influence their odds of quitting. And if you guys got counseling or prescriptions, etc., you were 40% more likely to quit, while those who received follow-up care to monitor their progress were close to 50% more likely, to quit smoking. So let's say you're trying to quit smoking, okay? I had a patient that came in yesterday and said she wants to quit smoking. What are some tricks of the trade? Well, some tricks of the trade is, you know, there's some healthy snacks you could eat. And you can, no, I don't want to be putting food in my mouth. Well, I think celery is one of the best tricks out there. Okay, every time you want to reach for a cigarette, you start, yeah, go ahead. Thanks, Tom.
So I actually, just interject, I quit smoking because I started playing guitar when I was 17. I quit for 4 years and then I'd on and off at bars, but I haven't had my own pack in almost 8 years now, except for once on New Year's. But I quit because I'd pick up a guitar, and I sucked at it, was horrible, couldn't play, and every time I would roll up a cigarette, set it down in front of me, and say, I'll smoke that in 5 minutes. I'll just practice a few scales. And next thing I knew, 2 hours later, I'd go, huh, I was going to smoke that.
Wow.
Well, I guess I'm just going to keep playing guitar. And it also helped that my boss gave me a 50-cent raise to quit smoking and another one to get my GED. So for anybody who's a boss out there, those are great ideas.
Yes, way to go. I didn't realize that you really suck at playing guitar. I thought you know how to play guitar.
I do now, but I'm 10 years later.
Oh, that's way cool. I'm so proud of you. You see, guys, that's Tom. Yay, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, you got to write a book and make $1 million.
I think I just shared the entire story, so I don't know how much more this
story. Yeah, just throw some, throw a sex scandal in there and maybe a queen with some dragons and a dwarf, and you'll make a good story and a movie out of it.
I do live in Minneapolis. We can find plenty of all of those.
Yeah. All right, guys. So, a study came out earlier, earlier this week, saying people in the 1960s weigh now, like, for example, a man in the 1960s, like Donald Draper, weighs now what the average woman weighs. And, we've gained about 30 pounds. And Doug McIntyre in the morning at T-Ray I was on, and I was discussing, back in the 60s, you would smoke. So when you'd get hungry, you'd reach for a cigarette. A lot of us kept our weight down by hitting the cigarettes instead of smoking. Now, I'm not saying the reason why we have an obesity problem is because we can't smoke anymore, but that it's all a part of it. The distraction. So distracting yourself, all right, is, I think, a big part, just like what Tom said. He started playing guitar very, very badly, ear jerking, tympanic membrane rupturing, window glass breaking guitar playing. And that got him, that was in the past, of course, that got him to stop smoking. So distraction, it works well. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the FDA and its war on trans fat. FDA is now ordering food manufacturers to stop using trans fat within 3 years. So if you are a food manufacturer, and you like to procrastinate, and so you're sitting there going, well, you know what? I got another, I'll start working on it in 2 years and 10 months. I don't think 3 years is going to be enough time. 3 years. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877 Doc Sally.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Spend your life with ExpandoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExpandoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExpandoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExpandoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExpandoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExpandoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with ExpandoVite.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the tiles. Always keeps me giggling. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Tom just sent me this little baby octopus that kind of looks like the little octopus on the Nemo, you know, on the Nemo movie. And I was like, ah, I don't know if it's real, but it looks really, really cool. A lot of you guys tried. It was real. That's a real little octopus. Oh, my gosh. I want one. It's a new, I wonder what it's called. Little baby octopus. You like the movie. I don't know. But cute. Thank you. That definitely made me giggle. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So trans fats will have to go bye-bye and will disappear from the American diet, according to the U.S. FDA. FDA on Tuesday ruled that trans fat is not generally recognized as safe for human food. The department gave food manufacturers 3 years to remove the partially hydrogenated oils, or PHOs, from their products. The companies can also petition the FDA for a special permit to use it. No PHOs or FOs can be added to the human food unless otherwise approved by the FDA. Do you get all this F sound? FOs, food, FDA, and they probably said phooey. The FDA's action on this major source of artificial trans fat demonstrates the agency's commitment to the heart health of all Americans, according to Dr. Stephen Ostroff, the agency's acting commissioner. This action is expected to reduce coronary heart disease and prevent thousands of fatal heart attacks every year. I'll tell you what I think about it, but let me tell you guys quick. We'll just quickly review what this article says. In 2013, the FDA had made a tentative determination that trans fats were no longer safe. After years of public comment and scientific review, this is the final step in the process. Now, manufacturers have had to list trans fat content on their labels since 2006, and there has already been a significant decrease in the amount of trans fat in American foods. All right, so some of you guys are like, wait a second, what does that mean? I mean, are we now going to have fat substitutes? I don't know how this is going to pan out. Now, first and foremost, I agree. This trans fat thing is killing us. Yeah, another thing I am extremely, extremely frustrated about is how you could have a 200-calorie salad or you could have a 200-calorie Coca-Cola for lunch, and you're going to get fat on the Coca-Cola, but you're going to lose weight on the salad. So even though I know that makes, that makes logical sense, my problem is that these trans fats make calories, not just double or triple whammies. So, what does that mean for us? Well, there's always an economic ramification. Okay, so what are some of the trans fats? Okay, well, certain shortening, certain vegetable oils that are partially hydrogenated, certain margarines, certain Burger King breakfast hash brown rounds has 4 grams of trans fatty acids, certain snacks, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Pillsbury. I don't know if Hostess is on here. My guess is Hostess could possibly be a part of this, McDonald's, et cetera. And so, you know, when you have government step in and say, look, no more trans fats. Okay. That may be good for you and I, and I'm really excited about from a health standpoint. But I always have to worry about the economic standpoint, because the economic standpoint can sometimes turn around and hurt our health. So now you got a company where they have bottom lines. They have, and when a company has to start cutting back, okay? All right, when they start cutting back, and we had to do that too, I can't cut back on my real estate if I can't sell the property. So if I can't sell the property and I'm stuck with a piece of property that I can't afford, I got to cut what I can cut. Supplies, staff, benefits, etc. So going to war on trans fats, even though I think it's excellent for health, and I'm proud of the FDA and I support them with that, we need to realize that there's going to be some economic ramifications. We're also going to see some last-ditch effort and survival type of moves being done by companies that have relied on this type of cooking style. So they may try to use certain substitutes. And these substitutes may be a bandage on a gaping wound. So they're like, look, we did it, all right? The government's happy with us, all right? We got it under the 3 years. We did it. We're in the clear. We're not using trans fats. We're good. All right, you're good. But then you're like, what the hell are you using? I mean, are you using olive oil? Are you using a substitute? Are you using something synthetic? What are you using? I get very nervous when somebody says they ate all sugar-free or fat-free products. There's chemicals in those things. I mean, if you told me you had a piece of fish and a piece of raw broccoli, okay, I get you. Okay, fine. That's, as low fat as possible. But if you are eating something that had fat-free butter or fat-free margarine, I get a little nervous about what was being used instead. So my fear with this is you got the government making a rule, you got a guideline, which many of us agree with. I think a lot of doctors are happy with this. But I'm kind of a step ahead. What are these companies going to do to compensate? Because Kentucky Fried Chicken is not going to just close down and go away. McDonald's is not going to close down and go away. They have got to make this work. Now, there's some of you out there going, wait a second, where's my comfort food? Like me. I like my comfort food, okay? I know trans fat's bad, all right? But Hostess or some of these cupcakes and cookies, and I should say comfort food, but I got to really credit Hostess. Hostess got me through so many breakups. It got me through my SATs. It got me through some real bad periods, and it really, really got me through medical school. And so I think there's still a market for that. And some of us want something like that out there, like alcohol. You know, alcohol. Alcohol doesn't really provide, health benefits. Are you telling me that, you know, Dewar Scotch or whatever, you know, that's sitting on the shelf? Because remember, what the government basically said is, trans fats do not provide a health benefit. Well, neither does a lot of stuff. Does Coca-Cola provide a health benefit? I use it for people with nausea. Okay, I sometimes use it to settle the stomach. But does Coca-Cola provide a health benefit? Does Scotch provide a health benefit? All right, and so if the government can very easily come up with this rule, what else are they going to do? So it stinks that it had to get to this, where we need the government mandating that the food industry has to get rid of trans fats, like, within 3 years. Because I think we're going to see a panic. I think we're going to see some certain compensation. And I think we may see some other crap that now we're going to be dealing with in our food. Okay? I would almost rather you take the butter from the cow milk, okay, use that to cook and be as natural as possible than to try to give me some trans fat free fried chicken. All right, now, I'm not saying we have to eat fried chicken. I really don't eat a lot of fried chicken. If I do have chicken, I like to take the skin off, okay? You know, we do the best we can. But I'd like to see how this pans out. Again, I'm excited, but on the same, you know, note, I'm really, really nervous. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. In good news, we have here avocados. Scientists have found that avocados, one of, I think, the superfoods out there, may actually beat deadly leukemia. They say University of Waterloo professor Paul Spagnuolo has discovered a lipid in avocados that combats acute myeloid leukemia, AML, which is what my uncle died of when he was only 13, by targeting the root of the disease, the leukemia stem cells. They say worldwide there are few drug treatments available to patients that target these leukemia stem cells. Now, AML is devastating. It usually is fatal within 5 years. It killed my uncle in 2 weeks. Again, that was back in the 1950s. And it's very, very scary for seniors. Very fatal, 90% of seniors over age 65 that get it. And so this stem cell is largely responsible for the disease developing. So what his team did is perform many rounds of testing on how the new drug worked at a molecular level using something that had the same lipid as an avocado's. And it looked like the healthy cells were unharmed, but the target cells were selectively nailed. So I guess avocatin B could eliminate the source of AML and be less toxic to the body. Now, this drug is still years away from being approved in oncology clinics, but already they're preparing for phase 1 clinical trial. Pretty cool stuff. We'll keep you posted. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters. For the love of clean water.
All loans subject to one tax score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau-rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess Israeli flight attendants are getting mad because apparently there is a rule that they're supposed to wear high-heeled shoes during boarding. L.O.L. says the directive to wear presentable shoes is standard in aviation worldwide, but the workers' union of El Al instructed its female flight attendants Tuesday to ignore the new directive. The union said El Al's stance was aggressive and that the policy would impact the flight attendants' safety and health. Under the old policy, El Al female flight attendants were required to wear high heels at the airport but could change into flats on the plane before a passenger boarding. Now El Al wants them to stay in the high heels throughout the boarding. Female Israeli lawmakers and a women's group have called on El Al to dump the policy. I'm kind of really, really surprised. that they would, want to force an Israeli woman into a high heel. Okay? I mean, me being half Israeli myself and having been around Israeli women for most of my childhood. These are some tough brats, and you do not ever. I mean, would any of you guys ever force me to wear a high heel? Would you? No. All right? Why? Because you're scared of me. Okay? You're scared of me. Okay? You don't mess with Israeli women. Okay? You don't. It's just something you do. All right? So, and I understand El Al, one of the most phenomenal airlines in terms of safety, especially with all the hits they get. As far as I'm concerned, let the women flight attendants wear what they want to. Now, I do understand that if you have an Israeli woman in a high heel, all right, and they need to kick some terrorist butt, okay, that's a deadly weapon. I get that. I get that. But trust me, I think they could do it being barefoot even. So just let them, you know. By the way, there was a study that came out in the Journal of Foot and Ankle Surgery suggests that high heel related injuries have doubled in recent years. Apparently there's some data from the Consumer Product Safety Commission's National Electronic Injury Surveillance System that they used. I wonder if those are ankle bracelets. Conducted their study. And according to data, there is an estimated 123,000 high heel related injuries that were treated in emergency departments in the United States from 2002 to 2012. Researchers say the injury rate was highest among young women, with the highest rates observed for females aged 20 to 29 and 30 to 39. Most women, they say, suffer sprain and strain injuries of their foot and ankle. This is my problem with the high heels, okay? When I was younger, I could don the high heels beautifully, all right? And I had some real sexy long legs. Well, now I kind of don the whole kinkle thing. And so my high heel is like, okay, first of all, you know, she's not the weight she was when she was 20, and thank you, I know. You know, second, my feet aren't a size 10 anymore. They're now a 10 wide. You know how disgusting that is? So the heel's like, wait a second. This is a size 9 pump. And you are putting a 10 wide into a size 9 pump? So the little heel is screaming, going, stop it. And then all of a sudden it just buckles and I completely fall and, I don't know, break a hip or something. So I agree. Let's get rid of the high heels. I think there's better ways to do it. And, you know, guys don't really like tall women anyway. You know, guys like women that, I guess, make them feel more powerful and bigger and stronger. So be more tiny. Yeah, I know guys think it's sexy when we have a heel on and we women feel sexier and we walk sexier and maybe our leg looks longer. But trust me, all right, they don't want us taller than them unless we are like stone rock foxes and we will be seen throughout a busy room, and they're like, yeah, you know, honey, stand on the table. My husband used to do that. He's like, you look so good. Why don't you stand on the table? I don't care. Stand on the table so everybody gets to see that you're my date. I'm like, why? You know? So that's good. But that was back then. Wouldn't happen now, unfortunately. Now he's like, can you just go to the restroom and stay there? You know? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There is a woman claiming that a pedicure killed her husband, a widow in a suburban Chicago, a woman in suburban Chicago, blames a nail salon, the AZ Happy Nail Salon in Sauk Village, for killing her husband when the pedicure went wrong. The lawsuit was filed in Cook County Circuit Court, alleges that Daryl Carr suffered a grisly infection that led to the amputation of his left leg and ultimately his death. Apparently, he soaked his feet in a chemical solution and then in a hot wax solution. But it said the solutions were contaminated and that his left foot was left for soaking too long. Then he suffered serious burns to the leg. These became infected, according to the lawsuit. It faults the salon for lax safety and training procedures and for failing to test Carr for a possible allergic reaction or warn him of any risks. He visited the salon back in November 2013 and unfortunately died this month, leaving his wife, two kids, ages 10 and 13. The widow is seeking $50,000 in damages from the salon, who has not responded publicly. Now, this is tragic, but we could learn a lot from this, okay? Testing for allergies. You know how many times we go into a salon or we get our beard dyed? Well, not my beard, but, you know, in general, you guys may have a beard. Or you get your hair dyed, et cetera, and you really don't do a patch test. You know you're supposed to do a patch test. You're supposed to test your skin, okay, and wait a few days to see if you have a delayed reaction. Okay, some of you guys get reactions to your hair dye. I see it, and gals. And so, that could be extremely, extremely concerning. And so you're supposed to do a patch test. What I would recommend is before you see either your hairdresser, et cetera, do a patch test a few days before. Make sure you're good. Keep your appointment. If you can't keep your appointment, let them know ahead of time. And then, you know, when you get your waxing done, the wax is a very, very hot wax, and we have our wax on our eyebrows, our upper lip. Hypothetically, I hear some of us have to wax our upper lips. Bikini area, men, some of you guys really get up in there between the tushy crack. You have to sit there and do a patch test. You need to do a test. You also got to make sure that it's not too hot. You could go ahead and ask these people. And a lot of times people say, no, but the people in the salon don't speak English. Well, go to a salon where they speak English. Okay, you need to be able to communicate. If you don't think you can communicate, don't just sit there. Okay, you need to be able to communicate. And if they don't have anybody that can help communicate that to you, you got to go somewhere else. But you need to know that it's not hot. You need to be able to test it out because that's some scary stuff. Now, I've gone for a pedicure and the water starts getting kind of warm. If it's too warm, take your feet out. You know, we're very scared of the people doing our nails because they can basically torture us if they want to by going deep into the nail bed, and they know exactly they can pull our nail off. I mean, you know, we are at their mercy. So every time I go in for my nails, I'm like, oh, you guys are so nice. Oh, you guys are so pretty. Oh, you guys are so wonderful. Oh, my gosh. You know, okay, you know, because I'm scared to death. Stop it. Stop being scared to death. Okay? Say, what are you using on me? Bring your own instruments. I tell you, bring your own instruments. If you think they're going to use something on you that could be contaminated, one, go to a different salon. But two, bring your own instruments so you know you're not going to get somebody else's HIV or hepatitis. And if you have any blistering or any sort of burn, etc., go to the doctor. What really, really ticks me off is I'm hearing so many cases where somebody let an infection go and they didn't go to the doctor because they thought, well, it was just an allergy, you know, I got this allergy on my arm, little allergy on, you know, a little rash, it's not that big a deal, I could, you know, it'll go away. If you can, get this stuff checked out, because the problem is by the time you guys go to get it checked out, it's already too late with a lot of things. You know, now, you know, you're starting to lose blood flow to the foot. Or now you're starting to get skin peeling. You know, by the time you see the manifestations, you see them, what's going on, what you can't see is far worse. 1-877-DOC-GOLLY, don't go away.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, remember the Gap stores, right? You know, jeans and clothes. I think the commercial in the 80s was Fall Into the Gap. I mean, the Gap was big. I always shopped at the Gap. Until, of course, I had a couple kids, and then it just didn't really seem to, you know, fit anymore. The Gap, you know, ended up being not very gappy, just kind of more small, thin, should have been kind of a, you know, What are those stores that were like 1, 3, and 5, like size 1, 3, and 5, or 3, 5, and 7? 5, 7, and 9 stores. Yeah, the 5, 7, and 9 stores. That's what the Gap should have been called. But apparently it is going to cut more than one quarter of North American stores and hundreds of jobs as malls are being abandoned for online shopping. They are going to cut 175 stores and 250 jobs at its headquarters. They say outlet stores, which are becoming increasingly popular, will not be affected. But stores in the malls will. We have no idea how many people are employed in each Gap store. So take the 250 jobs at headquarters plus the number of people at the 175 stores, and that'll be how many people are going to be losing their jobs. And I know some of you are like, well, you know, that's not really a lot. You know, I mean, we're not talking about thousands like we heard Target may do or, you know, but this is just another company that is succumbing to the internet monster that we have right now. We are being run by the internet, and we are so highly dependent upon by the internet that I'm starting to get a little bit nervous, okay? You know, so these stores, and you know, and a lot of us still like to shop, and we like to window shop, and we like to go in, and we like to try on clothes. But even I, who thought I would never, ever do it, have ordered some clothes online. I've bought clothes, and I've bought shoes online. Why? Because they make it easy. They send it to you. If you don't like the way it fits, you can go and take it back or send it back, get a new size. And so when you... When you have that at your disposal and you're working and you're too busy to go to a store, you're too embarrassed and you don't want to have to change in front of changing rooms that could possibly have cameras, like, you know what, screw it. I could do it at the privacy of my own home and I could, you know, and I'm a little nervous because one is Gap, very well known for clothes, one of the biggest companies I remember from the 80s, looks like already having issues. And if they have issues, imagine all the other companies that are dealing with people buying online. Whenever you start to close down stores and you start to lose jobs, you start to have available commercial real estate. Well, the big problem we have in this country right now is we have too much commercial real estate. What happens when we have too much inventory, especially in real estate? We start to have another crisis, economic crisis. So I am getting a little nervous, all right? They think they're going to start to save about $25 million starting in 2016. I'm not sure what's going on with Banana Republic or Old Navy. Now, I think Old Navy has been doing better than Banana Republic. You see more of their commercials. I think some of their commercials are really stupid. But you see, you know, a lot of their commercials and the Old Navy clothes, kind of appropriately priced, not too expensive, but it also kind of, takes you away from buying your kids' clothes at Target, even though I still prefer to buy my kids' clothes at Target. I got boys, so it's great. You know, I'm buying, you know, milk, and I'm like, hey, you need more underwear, and you need another pair of shorts. Really, Mom? Yeah, go get some shorts. Okay. And they go and get their shorts, you know, and I'm like, but those are going to fall down on your butt. You need shorts that are your size. Those are too big. Everybody has their shorts this way, Mom. Huh? Everybody has their shorts this way, Mom. What? Come on, get the right shorts. So I could yell and scream at my kids in Target. That's probably one of the biggest reasons why I like Target and Walmart. Because I could yell at my kids and scream at them and fight with them, right, and wedgie them. And everybody knows me there. I run into people all the time. It's okay. It's no big deal. I could buy douche. I could buy tampons. I could buy my enemas. And I'm not embarrassed because I always go to Target, I always go to Walmart, and that's always what I do. Yet I walk into an Old Navy, or I walk into a TJ Maxx, I gotta be on good behavior because people don't know me there. So, I hope you guys don't work for Gap, because if you do, that's gonna stink. And, we'll see what happens. But, just another sign of the times is gonna continue. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say breastfeeding may have dental benefits. Now, I'm a little too old to breastfeed, and I don't even like milk. But they say the more babies breastfeed, the less likely they are going to develop any kind of misalignment in their teeth later on. The problem is you give them a pacifier, that can negate some of the potential benefit. I gave my kids pacifiers. The older one, like the first child was great. He'd be like, well, I give a pacifier. It was awesome. He'd shut up. Give him the pacifier. We called it a binky. And he would have his little binky. And he would then be quiet. He was so happy when he had his binky. The problem with that damn binky is if it would fall out when he was sleeping, it would wake him up. The second kid, I tried to give him a binky. I wanted to tape that binky to his mouth, and that didn't work. He got up anyway in the middle of the night. He didn't want the binky. He just wanted milk and, you know, whatever. But I have no problem with binkies and pacifiers. If it shuts a kid up and helps you get some sleep, I think we're all healthy. All right? And you can always deal with braces later. They're going to suck on their thumb, or they're going to suck on a toy, or the cat's going to sleep in their crib, and they're going to suck on the cat's tail. They're going to suck on something, so it might as well be something that you can at least sterilize and stick in their mouth. All right. Anyway. They say, while most benefits of breastfeeding can be attributed to breast milk, this study highlights one of the ways that the actual act of breastfeeding imparts its own benefits. So, they say exclusively breastfed babies are at decreased risk of dental malocclusion or malalignment, where the teeth kind of come in funny. All right, but, is the bottle really that bad for the teeth? How I look at it is, you know, I thought we would see a study more on dental caries. And the more milk you get, then the less likely you're going to have fractures later, the less likely you're going to have poor dental health. And I've definitely seen that in my practice. Kids that drink more milk, whether it's breastfed milk or just regular milk in general after they're done breastfeeding, seem to do better in terms of fractures, etc. So, I don't know. For those of you that don't want to spend money on dentures, I guess, or not dentures, on braces with your kids, maybe tell them to breastfeed more. I got to tell you, I really, really miss breastfeeding, especially when we're at the movies. You know, my kids are now 15 and 12, and in the middle of the movie, they get hungry, and they're like, Mom, you know, I want to buy $20 popcorn and drinks. You know, in the olden days, I could just whip it out and, you know, feed them on my breast. You know, now I can't. You know, but what do? Well, to, you know, make them lose their appetite for the $20 popcorn and Coke, I go, you want to breastfeed? Shh. No, Mom. Gosh. You're so embarrassing. Yeah, Mom, you're really embarrassing us. And I don't hear from either of them the rest of the movie. By the way, I'm going to try to see the Jurassic Park movie this weekend. I think I'm going to be disappointed because, you know, I saw the first Jurassic Park in the theater. So, you know, now what? They're going to try to, 20 years later, entice me with a whole nother Jurassic Park. But, you know what? Seeing people flee from dinosaurs, that never gets old. So that's going to be cool. All right, more debate on if chocolate really benefits your heart. Personally, I think it does, and if it doesn't, I don't give a damn. I still want my chocolates. But they say eating up to 3.5 ounces of chocolate a day is linked with lower risk of heart disease and stroke, which is equal to 22 Hershey's Kisses, 2 Hershey's Bars, or 2 bags of M&M. Unfortunately, we're not supposed to be eating the milk chocolate. It's got to be the dark, 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 bitter chocolate. But cool nonetheless. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for...